our Father in heaven. Now we are recognizing there is a difference in our perspective and his. Our Father is in heaven and he sees everything from there, a high place, top down. Our journey will be the same, earthly to heavenly. Come up here. So we change our current perspective to see from his. We are acknowledging that he is omniscient, omnipotent and omnipresent. He's both here and there. He is, as Hagar said in Genesis 16, the God who sees me, or in this case, us. He is here by his Holy Spirit and he is there in the heavenly places. And he sees and knows everything from start to finish because he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And it is his plan that is being unfolded on the earth. And interceding for us in accordance with his will for us is our great high priest, Jesus. We're in a win-win situation. We fight from victory, not towards it. The one who was both sacrificed and priest is interceding for us. He is for us, he's on our side. Our task now is to find out how Jesus is praying for us and get our petitions into alignment with his. We need some help and a heavenly perspective. The reality of being twice born now hits us. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ. We live in an earthly body, the legacy of our natural parents, but we are born again from above and have the DNA of our Heavenly Father. We do have the Spirit within, and we walk in two places at once, a foot in both camps, you might say. It gives us the edge, the advantage. We can find out both the strategy of the enemy against us and God's plan of defeat for him. Yahoo! Can't be bad. Spending time in this secret place is going to pay dividends, provided we discipline ourselves to stay there long enough. How's it working out for you?